With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says Elon Musk will likely leave his administration in a few months. Greg Clugston reports.
The world's richest man has been Donald Trump's most powerful and disruptive advisor since Inauguration Day. But Musk may soon be wrapping up his work downsizing and overhauling the federal government. Last week, Musk faced a setback in Wisconsin, where voters rejected his choice for a state Supreme Court candidate, despite more than $21 million in personal donations. Musk's role in the administration also has led to lower Tesla sales and violent attacks against his car company. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Iran's rial currency traded at a record low against the dollar as the country returned to work following a long holiday. Exchange rate had plunged to more than 1 million rials during the Persian New Year. Also, at srnnews.com, yet more rough weather, very heavy rain and storms over the weekend throughout parts of the South and the Midwest.
Meteorologist Frank Bededa with the National Weather Service said heavy rainfall would continue affecting parts of Arkansas and western Tennessee and move into Mississippi.
The anticipation of more heavy rainfall across these same areas is only going to worsen the flooding impacts across those areas.
These areas will experience some relief during the overnight hours of Saturday as storms move towards the southeastern part of the U.S. Pereira says these areas would not experience the same magnitude of heavy rainfall. He wants to remind residents to remain alert, especially since he says it could take days or weeks for many rivers to recede. I am Marcela Sanchez.
The numbers coming out of Myanmar following that earthquake, just mind-boggling. Death count, 3,455, and officials say nearly 5,000 injured. This is SRN News. A small child has been suspended in England for being transphobic.
It sounds like a joke, but it's a true story. A little boy, age 3 or 4, was kicked out of a nursery school for, quote, abuse against sexual orientation and gender identity. The Telegraph newspaper has been going over data from the United Kingdom's Department of Education, and it reports that about 100 students were suspended from British schools in the 2022-23 academic year for being transphobic, including the boy and 12 others in nursery or kindergarten. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In May, Utah will begin banning the flying of gay pride flags at public schools and government buildings. Any state or local government building will be fined $500 per day for flying any flag other than the United States flag, the Utah state flag, military flags, or a short list of others approved by lawmakers. This is SRN News. Former Florida House Speaker Paul Renner says an embarrassing and drawn-out presidential recount led to that state making serious improvements in how it handles elections.
Well, you know, we were the butt of jokes after the 2000 election, and every year thereafter, I'm proud to say the Florida legislature has looked at how we can make it easier to vote but harder to cheat.
Renner says the Florida vote count is always quick, since the state takes great pains to ensure early and absentee ballots are already tallied by Election Day.
Right after 7 o'clock when our polls close, you see all the absentee votes and the early vote come in really quickly. And then Election Day, of course, comes in fairly quickly thereafter. So by 8:30, 9 o'clock at the latest, you know who's won.
Just keeps climbing. U.S. now has more than doubled the number of measles cases over last year. More details at srnnews.com.